Now, there's a lot of people that know of someone or even themselves have had a near-death experience. I've even noticed, my wife has noticed, Abigail has noticed in many of the testimonies that come at Christian Leaders Institute of near-death experiences. And this brings a lot of questions up, the philosophy of what that means. It brings up questions about, afterlife, but it also brings up something else that I want to talk about today with my philosophy team over here. I want to talk about the multiverse. Now, okay, so do Christians have an understanding of a universe, a multiverse? I know there's all these terms. This is a big topic today because Richard Hawkins talks about his last article he published was about the multiverse and it could happen based upon his mathematical calculations and all of that stuff. And I don't want to get into that whole argument, but in a lot of ways, Christians, it was... Isaac Newton, who even mentioned the multiverse at some point. I mean, at some point, there's acknowledgement that, so Dr. Clauser, is there a multiverse?
Well, in the way that it's talked about by many people in science today, I wouldn't subscribe to it. What they mean is that there may be so many universes just like ours that the things that happen in ours that look so designed that they have trouble rejecting that, they say that if there's an infinite number of universes, sooner or later one like this would have shown up.
Right.
Is there more to creation than we see and live?
The one reality, universe.
Yes.
From a religious standpoint, because there's even in like Wikipedia, the multiverse in the spiritual sense, and in the article currently, as of 2018, there's not even a mention that of Christianity, and yet Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "Today you'll be with me in paradise."
That's right. So there, Christians and Jews and have always believed that there's more to creation than just the part we live in every day. And there's a great deal that we don't see. And the New Testament speaks about Paul being swept up in a vision to the seventh heaven.
Okay.
So we have all kinds of levels to this other dimension of reality. But of course, if Jews or Christians say there's another reality over and above this earthly one, they're being superstitious and foolish.
Right.
But if a scientist says, well, there are many universes, oh, then that's brilliant and scientific. The same thing happens about other rational beings. Are there other rational beings besides us? Jews and Christians have always said, yes, they're angelic beings. They're demonic beings.
Right.
And that's, of course, dismissed as sheer superstition. But if an astrophysicist says somewhere in the universe there may be other intelligent beings, then that's very forward-looking and open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Right. So really, maybe it's the day and the age where we say, yeah, we believe in a multiverse. We always have.
That's right.
We always have.
Yeah.
And we always will.
There.
And in fact, think about like prayers. I mean, we started talking about multiverse. We were on the phone in January, and somehow you mentioned something multiverse, and I don't think you just dropped it out there and for something. And I started thinking about it. I was thinking to me, one of the things growing up, when I learned about prayer, so in my mind, I imagined, okay, I pray. So my prayer is incense, it says in the Bible. So I remember as a 15, 16-year-old thinking, so I pray and somehow I go, I was a Star Trekkie, by the way. Okay, so I've got I'm watching Star Trek, and they're like showing me that the quote universe is pretty large. And I'm thinking, well, where is God? And I'm thinking about that already. So I'm praying, and then I'm thinking, well, do the prayers? How do they? But in January, when you introduced that term to me, I started thinking about like maybe the reality of heaven is so close.
Yeah, sure.
It's a different dimension, another verse, another reality.
Yes.
But that reality is as real. It's in this very room. When someone dies back to the near-death experience, it's not like they got to go first through a quasar and they got to go,
they're not flying through space.
So in a lot of ways, we at Christianity do live in a multiverse, different realities.
Yes. With other rational beings.
Yeah, and one of the things when you mentioned prayer, the psalmist said, "Before a word is on my lips, thou knowest it."
Right. You know, so God is that close.
Yeah. God is that close.
I like what you said last night. When we use incense in worship, it reaches heaven before it reaches the ceiling of the church, because heaven's right there behind this reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I look at so many things that, back to the point you made about how when a scientist says something, and I would say the multiverse understanding, after Hawkins has said this now, it's kind of fun.
Hawking wants that as a way to get out of admitting that the world looks designed.
Right,
so
I get that.
If there are enough universes, then sooner or later one like this would have turned up. It's not so unusual, and in fact, it's inevitable if there's an infinite number of them. It's pretty lame, because you've got there presented as a scientific hypothesis, something that can never be empirically confirmed. It's impossible. You're not going to get out of this universe in order to see whether there are others.
So in a lot of ways, without him knowing it, he's entered into our space of self-evidence.
It reminds me of what Calvin said about miracles. Calvin says, if there were no miracle stories in the Bible, then people would say, well, if this is really God's word, he would have done miracles to certify it.
Right.
But there are miracle stories in the Bible. So people say, how can we believe that? There's miracle stories in it. It's about where it is.
One can object however one feels like he's going to reject. Object.
But the arguments actually beg the question. Mm-hmm. They just assume they're right. And in fact, what they're trying to make right is their religious belief as opposed to ours. It's not science as against religion. It's what they're regarding as the self-existent ultimate reality.
Right.
Pitted over against God as the self-existent ultimate reality. Mm-hmm. And they can do that in the trappings of science and try to get away with it, slide it off as though that's a piece of the science, but it's not.
You know, just ending this little segment, so creation in Genesis is described, it first starts with God created. So God in another reality creates our reality.
And in Hebrew, in ancient Hebrew, there was no word for universe. The word for everything was the expression heavens and earth.
Right.
So in the beginning
are the heavens, the multiverse.
The beginning of everything.
Is the
God
multiverse.
Creates the heavens and the earth.
Right.
The whole realm of creation.
Right. Then it goes through the whole Bible, and we see times when other beings, angelic beings, visit. You know, that one dimension crosses over, and God knows how to do that. Okay, and then you get like visions. So that, you know, prophets saw visions, and these worlds, these universes are connected.
And many sincere Christians think that what Christianity teaches is that it's a way to leave this earth and this world and go to heaven forever. And that's precisely what the New Testament denies.
Oh, yeah.
It says
the resurrection.
Heaven's going to come to earth.
Okay, so let's
go
to
the realms are going to be merged.
Ah, so here comes Jesus. So he's incarnate, so he's like dwelling in our reality.
Yeah, that's right. He casts his tent
in our reality.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's brings forgiveness of our sins, which was like in all universes.
And abolishes death.
And it abolishes the next, he raises from the death or from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, the gospel is proclaimed, and then in Revelations, the dimension of heaven.
So earth is our home.
Yeah.
It's not to be dismissed. It's going to be renovated.
Yeah.
And heaven and earth are going to be
like
merged.
I like that.
It's good. That's right. But this is where we're going to be forever.
Okay, one last little thing just to add to that. So when someone dies, we start with near-death experiences. So you know, near death they leave, and then for God's wisdom they come back. Okay, but you know, that's not necessarily the most common thing. The most common thing when my mother died a few years ago is like she passed away reciting Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, take me, Lord." Okay, so she passes away. Okay, now, like her soul, her essence really now is in another dimension.
That's with Christ.
With Christ. Yeah. Okay. So, and yet, in the resurrection, her soul and her physical presence rise from the dead.
Yeah. Right. We have a new body, which unlike the old one, this is 1 Corinthians 15, but yeah, unlike the old one, this one won't decay and fall apart.
Yeah.
It won't be this kind of body.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
So here we are, the multiverse.
Yes.
Heaven and earth coming together in our prayers, near-death experiences. I mean, and again, Christianity in its worldview and the Word of God has been saying this all along.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Been the same story for over 2,000 years now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks, guys. I just want to talk about that right now.